And welcome aboard, everybody, to Fox Sports On The Road. Michael Cohen here with you. Well, sometimes in life, and these are one of these stories about that happen that involve athletics that I always enjoy, because sometimes you have athletics and family, and when they collide, it's always usually a very good thing happens, and that's the case here. Because the Huff family, a military family embarking on a journey to run a 5K in all 50 states, including the nation's capital. And yes, they were here in New Jersey just this past weekend on October the 6th. They were in Morristown at the Jockey Hollow Grand Parade Trail. And also they were in Central Park in New York City on October 7th. They are making their way through the country. They're heading south as we speak, and they are doing this for a good cause. It's called Miles for Smiles, Run for 50 Strong to raise awareness and funds for children born with facial difference. Leading this cause is Air Force pilot Jeremy Huff, his wife Kelly, along with their teen daughters Campbell and Caroline. They're embarking on this nationwide tour that started back on September 11th and goes right through Halloween. So we're very happy to have a few minutes with them as they take a short break on this journey. We started off with Jeremy joining us as well, his daughter Campbell. How are you both doing?
Hey, we're doing great, Michael. Thanks for having us on.
Awesome, awesome. So, Jeremy, tell me a little bit more about let's just talk about yourself and family. I understand that you are a locally New Jersey from Basking Ridge, correct?
That's right. Yeah, I grew up and went to high school in Basking Ridge, really all through second grade. And my brother still lives in town. He's a police officer up in Morris Township, and my mom lives in town as well. So it was great to come home and see some family and some old high school friends as well.
Absolutely. Campbell, tell me more about yourself. I understand that you are in high school. You've had many of honors. You've been playing in sports. Just tell me about yourself and what you're looking forward to most as far as your future is concerned.
Yeah, it's my senior year of high school right now, and we're on the road, so I'm doing some online classes and preparing for college and all that sort of stuff. As for me, I've lived all over the place, really, because being in the military, like in a military family, I've lived in a few different places, gone to different schools, all that sort of thing. So it's been exciting looking ahead to college, which is where I'm at right now, and doing this trip, is the timing has really worked out well for us, and I'm so thankful that I get this opportunity to go around and see the whole country with my family. So
Jeremy, you are an Air Force pilot. Can you just tell me more about your own service?
Yeah, I signed up back in 1998, so it's been over 26 years. I joined right after graduating college and up in Connecticut, and spent most of my career as a pilot. Done some other advising and other staff jobs, if you will, but wrapping it up at the end of my career here, like I said, 26 years, and excited to spend this time with the family after over 13 deployments, and have the opportunity to kind of connect and spend some time on the road and get ready for the next chapter.
Absolutely. Now, the fundraiser that you have spearheaded and your family has spearheaded, called Miles for Smiles, Run 50 Strong, all of this related to your daughter Campbell's, where she was born with a cleft, and she is it's one of the most common facial differences worldwide, 1 in 700 babies. Tell me more about that journey and her ability to get the help she needed, and how important it is for families and their children to seek similar help.
Michael, we were really fortunate that Campbell was born into a military hospital here in the United States, and she received some of the best care from both military doctors, but mostly civilian doctors in the U.S. up at UNC Chapel Hill for her first two surgeries. And she had another surgery up in Inova, Fairfax, and outside of D.C. When we lived there. So we saw early on that we were really fortunate, the care and that we received here in the U.S. and that others get as well. And we looked for ways to give back it within the cleft community. And we found Smile Train very early on. We've been working with them for really since Campbell was born, 17 years now. And that partnership has grown over the years. It started just doing fundraisers here and there, and grew into, I founded their endurance racing team, Team Empower, mm-hmm. back in 2012. And that team has grown into an international team. And we had racers running within the Berlin Marathon just a couple weeks ago. And we'll have racers doing Chicago and New York here shortly.
Partnering with Team Empower. Can you talk about that partnership?
Yeah. So, well, Team Empower is Mile Train's endurance racing, or their endurance team. So it's owned by Mile Train. And we just founded it with four other friends of mine in the Air Force at the time. They've taken care of all the nurturing and kind of the growth of it. And then for this journey, I'm going to let Campbell kind of tell the story of how we got on to what we're doing today.
So my dad and I were actually on a trip with Mile Train to Colombia. We were doing a hospital visit and kind of seeing the work they were doing in that country, in that area. And after the first leg of the trip, we were hiking and we were discussing like what a future campaign could be for fundraising more money and maybe like on a bigger scale. And we started talking about running a 5K and how we could like incorporate running, because our whole family is like runners and we love to run. Mm-hmm. And this idea of doing a 5K in every state developed, and over the course of about a year and a half, it evolved and became reality. And now we're doing 55 Ks in 50 days.
Wow.
In 50 states.
How many people have joined your group? I mean, it sounds like you have a huge team of people involved. Maybe they're athletes, maybe they're not athletes. Just tell me more about how that outreach has grown.
Yeah, we've had friends join us from really all over the country as we've gone. Every state, just about. We've had somebody come in early on. I mean, early on, maybe a fewer people joining us in the western states. We're really gaining momentum now that we're back east. But we've met some new people along the way, which has been really fun, and made some connections in places like Sioux Falls and Des Moines, Iowa, that we really didn't expect. And that's been exciting to see people share our passion for sport and for charity and supporting Mile Train. And then, of course, most recently, as we kind of make our way east, as I said, we've seen more and more people come out, friends from Vermont and New Hampshire and back down in New Jersey. We'll have friends be joining us today on our run here in Delaware, where we're at.
Their schedule, I looked at it. It's a pretty intense itinerary. I mean, you were in Basking Ridge and New York City just this past weekend. As you mentioned, you're in Delaware at the time of our discussion here. But you're heading to Joint Base Andrews after that on the 10th, and then Alexandria, Virginia, Pinehurst, North Carolina by Saturday. So what's involved in creating that kind of schedule and finding those places to do this 5K run?
Yeah, we spent a lot of time looking at the route and trying to make it as efficient as possible so that we could do it in 50 days.
Yeah.
So in some cases, we've ducked into a state to do our run and then jumped back out. We're not spending the night in every state, and in some cases we're spending two nights in some states. South Dakota is very large if you yeah. drive across it. So, and we've doubled up on some of our runs in some places. So it's all the logistics of tying it out with the most efficient route possible, and to try to get the timing, and then of course finding races, actual races on the weekends to do, and then good places to run and meet people during the week when we're finding those 5Ks.
What does that mean to you when you have people come up to you and say, hey, you know, I grew up like this, or I have a child who's had this, and you know, you're really doing something that's impacting my life? What does that mean for you?
It means a lot for us, because well, it's important. Like, it means that what we're doing is having an impact on people, and that's the whole goal of this, is to spread awareness and to like connect with people and just share about Mile Train and what they do. And that feeling of like connection is important to then foster connection like across the world, really, because the goal is to get people to acknowledge what the cause is and to want to help so that other people around the world can have that same connection and get the care that they need.
The Huff family has raised close to $100,000 for Mile Train, which has contributed to life-changing cleft treatments for thousands of children in more than 75 countries. It says your goal is to raise 100,000 more. So if you could speak about where you are right now in raising funds.
Yeah, we're about 10% on our way to that goal of 100,000. So we've got a long ways to go. We're expecting some momentum here in the coming days as we hit, came through New Jersey. We'll go down to Virginia, where we've got a large contingent of friends and family from the past. And then as we travel down to Florida, into Niceville, Florida, in the Panhandle near Destin, is also a big place where we've had a lot of support in the past, where we've lived for about 5 years, a few years ago. So looking forward to continuing to build up the momentum and kind of focus on the fundraising in the coming weeks as we close out the second half of our journey.
Campbell, can you tell me more about your sister Caroline and your mother Kelly, just, you know, their involvement and what it's like to have them, you know, be so intimately involved in this process?
It's really great, and my parents have been doing a lot with Smile Train. Like, my mom's done marathons and things with, like, together with my dad, and they've been involved for much longer than my sister and I have. And obviously, I'm super connected because of my clefts, and it's been awesome to watch Caroline kind of jump right into it, and she hasn't been this involved with this aspect of, like, my life in ever, really. So it's, and she said, like, that she feels really connected, more connected to, like, the cause, and she enjoys this trip, and that she's liked, I don't know, yeah, she's doing great, and I'm super glad that my mom and sister are here with us too, because a lot of times it's just my dad and I doing things, but now, like, all of us are in it together, and we all are supporting this cause, and it's really great.
Again, we're speaking with Jeremy Huff and his daughter Campbell. They are in the midst of this incredible charity, a Miles for Smiles Run 50 Strong, to raise awareness and funds for children born with a facial difference. Jeremy, if you could, you know, kind of answer the similar question there, you know, what it's like been for you, your wife, and watching your two daughters kind of grow up here in amidst this incredible charity event.
No, it's been great to have the whole family together and on the road. And, you know, it's had its moments, I mean, and challenges for sure. I mean, living in close quarters is not easy.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone comes together, and at the end of the day, we're here, all here for the same mission, to support Smile Train. And it's really great to see the girls kind of grow into the role, and see Campbell doing interviews like this, because we've done several, and it's exciting to see kind of your kids growing up in front of you and taking on new roles and responsibilities.
Campbell, what was that like racing in Central Park? Tell us more about it.
I really enjoyed it. It was my first time in Central Park, same for Caroline. And I just loved the feeling of running in a really big city, but you're in, like, a park. It was really special. And same goes for, like, most of the other places we've been. Like, most of these states are new places for me and my sister, and it's just been really cool to see the country in this way.
You both mentioned that you have a lot of family up here in the Northeast, in New Jersey, New York. You know, what is it like this when you were up here in this area? What was that like to see them kind of, you know, cheering on from the side, maybe even helping, maybe even joining in? What was that like for you guys?
I think it was really revitalizing, because before this New England leg, we were kind of in a valley, because it had been rainy and kind of lonely for a minute there. But we got up to some friends and family in the Northeast, and it's just been really energizing and refreshing to just see people and, like, have that kind of support on our runs and, like, after, just time with families. Makes all the difference.
Now they're going to hit the SEC, as we like to say in sports, right? You got South Carolina, Tennessee, Georgia, Alabama, Florida, Mississippi, and then they start heading out to the Southwest, Texas, Arkansas, Oklahoma, then up to Colorado, and all ends with a trip to Hollywood. Why not? This is like in California on October 30th, and then it ends on Halloween. What a better way to spend Halloween than in Hawaii. So there you go. That's the itinerary coming for you. What are you looking forward to most in some of these cities that are coming up?
I'm really excited to go back to Virginia and North Carolina, because we currently live in North Carolina, and we've lived in Virginia. So just to see friends and people there is going to be really special. And also Florida, really just to finish up the East Coast is going to be kind of like the leg we just did, seeing friends and family along the way. So that's going to be really awesome. And of course, I'm looking forward to Hawaii because that's going to be special.
Jeremy?
Yeah, no, I'll share the same sentiment as Campbell. I'm excited to see some old friends and supporters in Virginia over this weekend. And then as we head down to Florida, reuniting with some great support down there as well. And it's just been a great time seeing people and meeting new people. And that's what I'm really looking forward to meeting some new people as we continue to head west in Houston and Phoenix, Arizona as well.
Last question for both of you is, how can people learn more? What's the best way to, in addition to social media, to get the word out to people who maybe have not heard about your charity or just starting to learn about the charity? How can they learn more and help out?
So the best way you can learn more about our charity and to support us, to donate to us, is to go to run50strong.org, run50strong.org. That's our page. We started our own 501c3, and you can give to it through that GoFundMe page. And then you can also go to Smile Train's page, smiletrain.org, and that's gonna connect you to our another way to give to us as well. So we're Run 50 Strong on socials, Instagram and on Facebook as well, so they can check us out there. And please follow us on Instagram.
Again, folks, Jeremy Huff and his daughter, Campbell Huff. Thank both of you for taking a little bit of time out in your very busy schedule, joining us here on Fox Sports New Jersey and talking about this incredible charity. I want to thank you both.
Hey, thank you, Michael. Appreciate it.
Thank you.